Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast for April 5th, 2024. We're talking about an example of try and say. I told you a while ago, not that long ago, but a while ago, that I was just going to start doing the Almost Dailies the way that I did do them, where I would record them the day of and get them out. Well, my schedule looks a little bit different now than it did then. So whereas I used to have a set time where these things would be coming out first thing in the morning, I've been all over the place as far as when I would actually get an episode recorded and ready. So what I'm doing is I will record episodes maybe a day or two, or maybe at most a few days ahead if it's something where I know I'm not going to be available, because I do want to get these episodes out to you guys. Whether it's just a topic that I want to talk about, or it's a life update or whatever is going on, because there's really a lot of stuff right now just in the spaces that I'm in, you know, health and fitness, emotional health, men's mental health, and just being able to get messaging out and doing different things. And I want to be able to just, you know, talk to you guys in almost real time. So, you know, I like to use almost with pretty much everything that I do, because that gives me a little bit of a cushion for when I decide to take days off. But I do think, you know, it's important to have scheduled times, because I know some of you will listen as part of your morning routine. So if I can have a podcast episode ready for you. And I think we'll do, I had been doing the midnight release time, but I think a lot of podcasters do that. And actually, I would set it to go just a little bit after midnight, because a lot of times people would have them come out at midnight. So you would set it to be a little bit later. So you're getting out your fresher content than the podcasters that would schedule right at midnight. But I think a lot of people started doing that. So and there's a lot of podcasts now too, as I'm sure you're aware of. So I do want to have a consistent schedule time. So I think we're going to try 5 a.m. So you if you are listening to this episode, then you know it's 5 a.m. and you have gotten the Almost Daily starting on April 5th on Friday. Is it Friday? Or is it? Yeah, it's Friday. I don't even know. I'm like, what day is it? I'm recording this on Thursday the 4th. So, you know, but I want to, when I say try and see, that's what the whole, well, let's record these and put them out as they come out. But again, with my schedule, I was like, oh, it's not really working out the way I didn't like the inconsistency of the release time. And then when I look at the numbers, as far as you guys listening, there's been a drop off noticeably. So first thing in the morning is when these podcasts are going to come out. And I think, because there's a lot of podcasts that I have coming right now for you guys, I think this will be 5 days a week. So 5 days a week, you're going to have stuff. And I think what I may do, and this won't necessarily be through podcast, but I can do kind of a catch-up thing for you guys on the weekend. I might do that with the Almost Daily emails. That would be, I'm thinking like as I'm talking to you about this, because yeah, there's a lot going on. And the Almost Daily email is something that, again, if I do something like that, where I kind of collect some stuff throughout the week and not just the stuff that's in the archive, maybe put some bonus things in there for you, just to kind of let you know what's going on. I might do that as a weekend send. That's essentially like a newsletter, which I don't, by the way, cause I know a few of you are into email marketing. And forever, what if people said, sign up for my newsletter? Don't do that. Like, you know, do something different. And this can be a topic on its own, and it will be a topic on its own, but we're going to talk about it a little bit right now. You know, there are best practices. And if we're talking specifically about email marketing, there are things for deliverability that you have to do. There's actually a set of laws that are a set of practices. They're not laws, but they're set down by Gmail and Yahoo, so they might as well be. These are the these are the requirements. That's the word I couldn't think of. The requirements for deliverability for Gmail and Yahoo. We're not going to get into the details on those right here. But if you try to send email, you're aware of this, that there's a lot of things that you need to do as far as domain authentication. And we're not going to get into the details, even though I'm thinking that I want to. So there are things that are requirements, but then there are also things that are called best practices. But think of this. If you're doing email marketing in this example, or if you're doing something else and your number one goal is you want to stand out. So like with the inbox, I want to stand out. Do things differently. Typically they'll say open rates are 15 to 20% on emails. Well, for me, I think one way you can combat that, because we all get a ton of email. Yes, they'll say provide value to everybody that you're sending. That's you shouldn't be sending spammy nonsense to people anyway. Like, you should send stuff that you would actually want to open. Brand something with your email. Like, I send my check your email at 1:27 Eastern time every day. Why 1:27? Because January 27th is my birthday. So I want to incorporate that into my brand. So like, set a reminder. And I tell you guys, the other thing is I have different formats on my emails that I send out. You'll have a lot of times, if you're using an email software, you have these layouts, these template layouts that you can make. You can customize them for your brand. And that's great to have one, but why not try some different ones, right? Do some different things, change it up a little bit. Subject lines. And this is the cool thing, is you can test all this stuff. But, with your subject lines, I think the number one goal with a subject line is tell me what is in the email. Like, that's how I'm going to know if I want to open it. Tell me what's in the email. A lot of times people won't be like, they'll put things like, don't want to miss this, blah, 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 whatever. Tell me exactly what it is. Now, there's some different things you can do as far as playing with that. Are you going to do something in all caps? Are you going to put some emojis in? Where are you going to put the emojis? Just different things that are going to stand out. And then a lot of that stuff that people they'll recommend that you do in the headline, why don't you work some of that into your preview text, the stuff that people are seeing while they're going through their inbox. And the email marketing stuff, I actually had a freestanding podcast for email marketing and SMS deliverability. But I'm actually switching that because I want to do the Real Lessons from Real People podcast, which I'm going to be getting. I've started to get a few folks booked up for that. But it's essentially, you come on, you talk about 1 to 4 lessons that you've learned throughout life. We get into your backstory a little bit. But I already got some folks interested. But what I like about this is it's more of a general discussion podcast where you most of the time for the interviews, you either have to be talking about your weight loss journey, because I have the Your Level Fitness podcast, or you're talking about your history and story and journey around men's mental health, because I have the Men's Mental Health series. But I like Life Lessons from Real People because Real Lessons from Real People, because everybody's got a story, everybody's learned stuff, and I think we learn from people telling stories. So in a world where AI is like all over the place, and that's still kind of my main thing right now, is I'm not trying to combat AI in the world of content creation, because you're not going to be able to do it. What I am doing is I'm using it to assist with what it is that I do. And it is constantly changing. That's why my thought was, where everybody else is trying to batch record things and schedule things out. And I use automation I do use it for emails, but I think emails are one of those things where I have automated flows, because for some things it makes sense. If you sign up, this is the day one that you're doing that. So whatever day you sign up should be your day one. There's other things. It's like, hey, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, so we got to do this in real time. I do feel like 2024 has been a crazy adventure from the content standpoint, because things are changing. There's all these tools, there's all these technologies, but I really think we're getting to a point where, you can't, there's still going to be a place for the human experience. And where I really think about this is, I was working in the fitness industry when all the apps, like the workout apps, started to really come into play. And then because the theory as well with these apps, you don't need coaches, you don't need personal trainers. Same thing when you could start to get all the demo videos on YouTube. People still say that, wow, you don't need an actual person, but you do. Context is important. And I don't, and even if they get context down with the artificial intelligence, which it is super crazy how quick all this stuff moves, I still think when we're wanting to consume things, we want to consume things from other human beings. And I'm also, this is why there's also a big push where I'm doing the Almost Daily email, and that I'm saying, hey, even on the days that I don't send the email, check out the archive, because I'm putting this stuff in a blog right now on the Your Level Fitness site. It's got its own blog where things are tagged up and you can go through and look at the archive. And I ask that you spend 5 minutes just going through the archive. Like, just take a look. And I have a mix of everything. I have posts in there, like text posts. I have videos. I have the infographics. I have a PN infographic, but today what I put up and what I sent out via email was the YLF framework for goal setting. Like, it's, I have a lot of stuff and information that is super helpful. I've just found with social media, because there's so much stuff being thrown at all of us through social all the time, that let me put my own sandbox on the internet, and let me put it to where if you just spend 5 minutes going through my content, my main thing is I want you to feel comfortable in your own skin. I want you to embrace who you are as you are. And that's counter to what you're going to see a lot on social media. So if I can get you to do three things. One, sign up for the email. It's the Almost Daily email. I've got it linked up in the show notes here. You can go ahead and sign up for it there. Then I need you to set a calendar reminder each and every day to check your email at 1:27 p.m. Eastern time. Now, I don't send the emails every day. I could put I typically put them together in the morning. I could put together a countdown. I might do that on Instagram, a countdown for when the email's going out. So I might give you guys a bit of a heads up. But I like you checking your email every day. I like you just getting into the habit of 120, because if you're checking at 1:27, and I got these things going out to where I send them out at 1:25. My hope is that within 2 minutes, they're going to hit your inbox. And even if there's emails, somehow, if somebody gets in there at 1:27, you're still going to see my stuff. So actually, you know, maybe it's probably better just to have you check in your email every day at 1:27 p.m. looking for stuff from me. So right now that's for Your Level Fitness, but you know, I think you guys have probably picked up on this. When I say try and see, you can do so much just by trying and just figuring it out. I mean, like, because when I think of the stuff that I have, whether we're talking podcast, whether we're talking social media, talking the sites that are mine, you know, I've really done a lot to build out the websites over the last year. I have the membership site, which I did. I am starting to put videos back up on Your Level Life. I may reorganize and redo some things on there. I haven't decided, but I do. That's part of it as well. But a lot of what I've learned from putting together a membership site I'm now applying to a lighter level. I want to say the videos I'm doing, and they're unlisted YouTube videos, videos aren't as long and there's not as many videos yet, but I just basically want to have the information everywhere. And then for those of you that are subscribed to Your Level Life, I know that's basically my version of a Patreon. I'm big on having my brand and everything. And I know Patreon is kind of well known within the content creation space, but I'm like, we'll do it under Your Level Life. We'll talk about all the other things besides health and fitness, right? So, but yeah, that's a little bit of everything that's going on. But you know, it's when you try and see things, and you're not just trying to do, and again, this goes back to the email marketing stuff, but it really plays into anything. Look at what are considered best practices, but as soon as you see them, like, is there a way to look at this differently? Now, there are some things that are truly best practices because they are the way that things really work. But when we're talking like marketing and sales and things like that, those best practices that everybody's doing, those are your signal to like try something else. And honestly, a lot of times, like, try the opposite. So many things that we could talk about as far as email marketing. That's there's a lot you can geek out with on that. But yeah, I mean, the emails you guys are turning out for. So I mentioned to you kind of what the industry is, somewhere between 15 and 20%, all that. It continues to drop, but those are like general numbers. Like those are you know, blanket email marketing numbers. But I looked over in the last month, and there were 7 of these campaigns that went out. And I started them in March, like towards the end of March is when I, because this Almost Daily email in the archive is only a couple of weeks old from idea to execution. But with the 7 sends that have gone out, I got over a 60% open rate. So you guys are opening, you're clicking. But it's really cool to see. Because again, like I think social media is a really good, it's changed. It's still a really good way to get a message out, but there's so much noise that's why I'm really pushing to, you know, get you guys on the email, get you guys over to the websites, getting back into doing the podcast. I love doing the podcast because like you can be listening to me while you're doing any number of things. I know for many of you, I am part of your routine. So I appreciate that. But with that, we will wrap up here. Any thoughts that you have on this particular episode, if you're listening on Spotify, where do you think of this episode? What did you think of this episode? Let me know your thoughts. You can also always email me. That is Daryl@darylperry.com. That's Daryl@darylperry.com. If you're not signed up for the MS Daily email, that is linked up in the show notes as well. Go ahead and do that. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.